Getting a budget deal done is turning into a hotter firefight than anybody thought. The task list between now and next Friday coming up. Finally, a cyber defense strategy from the Pentagon. Details on that. And free help from the private sector for the Homeland Security Department. DHS will tell you how they're getting people to work for them for free later this hour. First, though, federal human resource workers can find about 40 different training courses on the new HR University portal, and more on the way. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joining us to tell us how this new portal is just the beginning step to professionalize the federal HR workforce. Now, the HR workforce is not the only professionalization effort that's ongoing in government, so I imagine there are a lot of lessons here to learn on all different tracks for agencies. We've talked about the HR University before. Now that it's launched, what are we going to find there?
You're right. In terms of the professionalization, there's the project management and program management certification effort that's being pursued by both OPM and the Office of Management and Budget around eGov.
Mm-hmm.
The HR University, which actually was launched about a month ago, but this was the public rollout. This was the celebration, if you will. But federal employees are going to be able to find a host of different services for more than 30 courses. Some are free. Some will cost money. But really what they're going to find is core competencies in specific HR areas, self-assessment tests, to figure out where in your career path is best for them. So these are specifically focused on people who work in the HR departments of agencies, mm-hmm. not necessarily anyone
right.
in the government, but these are specifically for HR workers. Julie Brill is the Office of Personnel Management's Manager for Training and Executive Development in the Employee Services Office.
The meat of the website is under the HR career maps, and we develop career path information and career guide information for each of the specialty areas and some potential other career paths that people take from the full performance level, such as executive resources or policy experts in the agencies. So if I'm interested in pursuing the area of HR development, training area, it would take me to a career path that shows, okay, I'm at the entry level. It would show me that if I wanted to click on that, it would take me to an expanded view of how I could progress at that entry level.
Now, in the coming weeks, the Chico Council will add videos from agency chief human capital officers, where they'll offer advice and lessons learned from their career. OPM and the Chico Council launched the HR University website back in February, something they've been working on over the last year or so. But today's announcement really was broader than just the official launch. In fact, I caught up with Catherine Medina, the executive director of the Chico Council, about why they had the public rollout now.
We wanted today to be the kickoff, meaning we invited vendors so they could all hear the same information at the same time so that everybody sort of got a fair playing field and they all understood how we were moving forward. So we really consider today to be the launch of phase two. Now we've got some technical issues to work out within OPM, but we definitely wanted to put that out there so that they have sort of a starting point.
Now, Medina says there's about 40 vendors in the audience, you know, a lot of the typical companies you think about when you talk about HR and training and things like that. And the vendors obviously eventually will offer courses on a fee-for-service. They mm-hmm. already offer some now, but what OPM is hoping to do is bring in more courses, whether free or fee-for-service, and that help expand what the HR University can offer.
Mm-hmm. The courses that are going to be available there, you mentioned, provided by vendors, are they – is this a particular request that OPM is saying, give us content on this, or is this kind of a crowdsourcing effort to get content on there? How's that work?
I think it's both. I think it's agencies currently have courses, and
uh-huh.
the courses are in specifically more general areas than specific areas, but they really want to build curriculums for specific job functions, whether it's staffing or there's several different job functions that go through it, because they want to part of the way of making a professionalization of the HR profession is to have a standard set of courses, and that's what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So while they already have some courses that are free, and OPM offers courses, and there's stuff like the Federal Executive Institute, for instance, that offers training, they want to bring in more courses, more people, and offer more specifics for the HR community.
Mm-hmm. All right, we mentioned that this is the first step toward certification. How is that? What does this site do to be that first step?
Well, a lot of it, what the portal is going to do is really standardize many parts of the training, the core competency process for HR. Medina says all the information is not only in one place, the one-stop shop, but OPM actually vets the criteria, and they have to meet a certain criteria, so OPM vets the information. Medina explains how the portal gives the certification process a jump start.
Phase three is a really well-developed plan around HR certification for the federal government. And what does that look like, and how do we start getting our arms around that? And when we talked about why haven't we been able to do HR University over the course of the past 10 years, that was sort of one of the things we talked about strategically, not putting the cart before the horse, making sure we have this foundation and we can build on it from there. So as we've mentioned, we want your thoughts and feedback on how to build the site itself. We want cooperation and engagement from not just agencies who are providing coursework, but from vendors as well, to provide more content, and we want your thoughts and ideas around how to build a certification program for the federal government.
Now, it's still a bit early to talk about specifics around the certification program, but Medina says there are several existing models that could be considered, including what they call SHRM, the Society for HR Managers. That's a association that's usually focuses on the private sector, but they do have a federal piece of it, SHRM.
I'm sorry, every time I hear the name SHRM, I laugh because I think of that character in Rocky and Bullwinkle. Remember Sherman?
I do, but only slightly.
Well,
sorry.
I'm a lot older than you
I'm
are,
showing
so
my
that, that explains that.
Now, as part of the certification process, another model could be the Defense Department. They're also moving down that path towards certifying HR professionals. Johnny McLean is DOD's Chief of Field Advisory Services. He says DOD has certificate programs, but not official certification program.
Mm-hmm.
And DOD is trying to consider, okay, what are all the pieces of a certification, what that would mean?
Yeah.
Now, Catherine Medina says there are several questions about what certification obviously is out there, how to get it up and running, and they want to have that wide conversation. They want to bring in vendors. They want to bring in the private sector. They want to bring in experts from DOD and other agencies and say, okay, how do we come together around what this actually is? Because I think part of the reason they're going down that path of certification is it's not just a professionalization, but it's a recognition of HR people just don't hire people, or they just don't recruit people. They're part of what they call the strategic business partner. And that's the same thing with the project management.
Yeah.
Same thing with several, I mean, CIOs and IT people went through it and are still going through it over the years.
Acquisition.
At DOD
another, especially.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that's what, this is part of that broader push, but they want to do it specifically around HR.
Okay. Somebody like me looking at this from the outside that doesn't understand it all might say, why is there a difference between certificate and certification? What's the difference?
I think a certificate means you took a course and you passed the course.
Right.
And even if you take 10 courses, you have a bunch of different certificates.
Okay.
I think certification means you are working toward an end, and that end is a knowledge base, is a set of skills.
Okay.
And I think experience plays a role too. I mean, one of the things, for instance, around project management, I know they're different things, but life skills or life experiences matter a lot. If you've managed a $25 billion project or $25 million project for that matter,
right,
that's a lot different than, hey, I took 10 courses. And I think same thing with the HR profession. If you've over the years been working in HR, have hired people, that could be part of that certification process versus, hey, I just got another certificate in negotiations, for instance.
Okay. I get how this is the first step. What's the next step in this process, and when do we get to the end of it?
I'm not sure if there's ever the end. It's one of those, we're always going to make things better. But we've talked about videos that are coming from the Chicos. Phase two also means more courses. OPM, part of the reason they had this rollout today, is to appeal to vendors.
Uh-huh.
And also they're going to continue to collect agency-owned courses. What they're doing now is they're taking out a lot of the specifics. So, for instance, if DHS has a bunch of courses, they may always refer to DHS this and DHS that and the policies for DHS. They got to take out those specifics, the customizations, if you will,
mm-hmm.
and just make it more general, and then they can bring those courses on.
Mm-hmm.
Medina says, in fact, many agency courses actually are being provided by vendors now. They had this assumption that for a long time it was agency-owned the courses and agency-provided courses, but in fact they never had the resources do that, so they were going to the vendors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she also says that while she's not taking a deep dive into the courses, many of the HR courses currently are very general and not really focusing on the core competencies of the HR functions. So that's another area they're going to focus on is, okay, what does it mean to be to get a certificate or to understand what negotiations means? What does it mean to recruit and diversity recruitment or whatever the areas are? They're going to really focus on those areas. A couple of things I did ask her about was the cost of the portal. She didn't give a specific number, but said, hey, have you ever seen the budget for the Chico Council? And I kind of laughed. She goes, yeah, it's done on a shoestring.
Yeah.
So what she said was interesting was this was a very big collaboration among the chief human capital officers. No one took the lead on this. This is not an OPM product. This is a Chief Human Capital Officer Council product, and she was very proud of that. She also didn't mention the specific vendor. Now, I know that OPM awarded a $225 million contract back in 2006 to 50-plus vendors to provide learning management systems and learning content management systems under what they used to be called the e-training, e-government initiative. Medina says OPM has been developing the HR University to make sure that the data matches.
You may be shocked to learn that Federal News Radio's Jason Miller has more on this story at federalnewsradio.com.